you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
Welcome to Career Talk. In today's program, we look at 5 steps to studying in the U.S. I'm Kadisha Watkis. Stay tuned. Each year, hundreds of Jamaican students opt to pursue study overseas. If you desire a similar opportunity, but you're not quite sure where to begin, then this week's program is for you. Regional Educational Advising Coordinator from Education USA, Maria Salmon, shares how her organization helps persons wishing to study in the U.S.
Education USA is a network of advising centers around the world, and we offer educational advising counseling to anyone who is interested in approaching an educational opportunity and exchange in the United States. We are the official source of information for U.S. higher education from the U.S. State Department.
The program has been instrumental in assisting as many as 2,000 students who have applied to study in the U.S.
The United States have more than 4,000 options where students can come and study, and it could be a very overwhelming process to start. We have defined 5 steps that every student should follow in order to be successful in their application process.
Now, here's some information that's sure to be of help. Grab a pen and write down these 5 steps. Step 1, research your options.
Students would work with our Education USA advisor in trying to determine first what are the criteria that he or she should follow in order to select different schools, what kind of documentation they should prepare, what kind of testing they need to submit to the different institutions that they will apply to.
Step 2, work on a financial plan. This next step is highly important.
The next step is actually to work very specifically on the financial aspect of the process. Often we have dreams, we have a couple of universities in mind, but perhaps our economic reality does not allow us to do that. So Education USA helps you identify what are some of those more real options for you.
Once you have the appropriate arrangements in place to finance your education, you are now ready to proceed to step 3.
The third step would be to submit your application after you have defined which are the best schools for you.
And here, we pause to talk about why it's best to seek guidance through Education USA in applying to institutions in the U.S.
We represent the entire higher education system of institutions in the United States as long as they are accredited. We only work with those that do have this accreditation. So it's very important to look at the accreditation because we do have a couple of institutions that do not have accreditation and are very aggressive in the recruitment process of international students, and students would go and then when they come back home, that degree is really not accepted.
One would definitely want to avoid making any error in this process. Now on to step 4, the visa application.
Getting the U.S. visa as a student, it's a different process than obtaining a visa as a tourist. And so there are a couple of steps that one needs to follow. An Education USA advisor will be able to guide any student in preparing to submit their request for a student visa.
So, you've explored your options for studying in the U.S. You have a financial plan. You have completed your applications for schools and your student visa. And you were successful. Now what's next? Here's the 5th and final step.
The last step is pre-departure. So we've been admitted, we already have our student visa. What do we need to know in order to prepare for our travels?
Here, Education USA will help you get ready for your journey onwards and to a successful tenure as a student in the U.S. And there you have it. 5 simple steps to making your dream of studying in the United States a reality. For more information, visit Education USA's website at educationusa.info. That's it for this week's edition of Career Talk. With student engineer Vaughn Davis, I'm Kadisha Watkis. Until next time, take good care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.